The International Organization for Migration reports that more than 1,000 Iraqis are displaced from their homes every day. This January alone, 40,000 people left their jobs and neighborhoods for crowded camps such as these. And despite continued relief efforts, the IOM's Dana Graber-Laddick says many still lack the basics.
The top three needs that those displaced families that were interviewed communicated to us were shelter, food, and employment, in that order.
Graber-Laddick says it is an uphill battle to help provide those needs in Iraq. The Migration Group's new report on displacement in Iraq last year says aid donations are decreasing at just the wrong time.
There doesn't seem to be a decrease in the violence and instability. In fact, it's quite the opposite. We're seeing an increase in violence, an increase in instability, and therefore, as a direct result, an increase in the displacement.
Although the situation in Iraq is already serious, Graber-Laddick warns the scope of the crisis could keep on growing.
We'd like to help these communities, including the host communities, but also the displaced communities, to help them stabilize, to assist them so that they do not try to leave the country and create a regional and ultimately an international crisis.
On Capitol Hill, Admiral William Fallon briefed the Senate Armed Services Committee about the sectarian violence that has caused so many people to flee their homes.
The situation in Iraq is serious and clearly in need of new and different actions.
The U.S. Navy officer, previously the top American commander in the Pacific region, is President Bush's choice to lead all U.S. forces in the Middle East. Fallon says there must be a comprehensive approach, including economic and political action, to reduce the level of insurgency and restore a measure of stability in Baghdad and Iraq's other cities. Sean Maroney, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。